Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. We are with the scientist, theoretical physicist Leonard Mlodinow. Now, Leonard, what's new in the world of science, by the way, before we get back into elastic? Any cutting-edge breakthroughs out there?
Well, you know, the big one was the gravitational waves that I think was really the biggest breakthrough of the... Well, in physics, at least.
Kind of backed up Einstein, didn't it?
Well, it's that. Yeah, it definitely did. And it was, 100 years after his prediction that it was confirmed. But it's really the beginning of a new way to examine the universe because, you know, since Galileo, we've been using telescopes to look at light and then different frequencies, radio waves, infrared, microwaves. So they're all different kinds of light that we've been using to study the other galaxies in the past, because the light takes a while to get to us, so we can look backward that way. But with gravitational energy is a totally different kind of energy than electromagnetic or light energy. And so this success opens up a whole new way to study the universe, and we can learn things that we couldn't learn using light methodology or electromagnetic methodology. So it's not just that we confirmed what Einstein predicted, but that we opened up a whole new way of studying the cosmos, and that's pretty exciting, I think.
When you were dealing with Stephen, did he try to explain to you his thoughts on the Big Bang and how things started?
Of course he did, yeah. And that was what consumed his life, were those ideas. And you know,
Did he get his answer? Did he find it?
He had his answer, and you know, that's really what our book, The Grand Design, was about. So okay, you want it, George?
I want it. I want it.
So
as that song in Queen, I want it now.
Okay, well, you know, the universe is expanding, right? With time, it's getting bigger. So that means not that you and I are expanding, but that the space that we're in is expanding. So between two points in space, there's more and more space as time goes on. And if you go backwards and run that backwards, you'll find that the universe was smaller in the old days. And when the universe gets small enough, it enters what's called the quantum realm. The quantum realm is a realm where, of the very tiny, where the uncertainty principle and all that craziness from quantum mechanics is relevant, and where things are bubbling in and out of existence all the time, and you can't say where something is because it could be here, it could be there, and all those crazy things that happen normally just on the atomic or nuclear scale, that they would happen on the whole universe scale when the universe was small enough. So as you go backward, the effect of that on space and time itself starts to be noticeable, so that space and time lose the character that we understand that they have today, that we feel that we intuitively understand, and time begins to look more like a dimension of space. That was his theory, and that if you go back, there is no point which is a beginning, because time itself ceases to have the meaning that we normally assign to it. It's almost like, think about the globe. If you're going, starting somewhere on a globe, you start heading south, you never really find the beginning. You can go through the South Pole and you start coming back north, but you never find a point where it starts or ends. It just goes in circles. So that's kind of the idea that he had of how the universe began. And it was a quantum beginning, which means that there are many, many alternative universes, just like there are many different places an electron can be. There are many different histories the universe could have. And, of course, we're in one particular one of them. And so that his view was that the different parallel universes all have different laws of nature, that the laws of nature themselves are what we in physics can call a dynamical variable. They're like a property, like position or speed. The laws themselves are determined by these quantum fluctuations. And so all the different universes have different laws. And we happen to be in one that has laws that allow us to be here, but that's not hard to understand, because if this universe didn't have those laws, we wouldn't be here to ask about it, right?
That's right. That's right. Does it prove or disapprove of the existence of God?
Well, see, when we wrote that book, it was very controversial. The London Times kicked us off with a big headline, Stephen Hawking, colon, there is no God, or something like that.
And that wasn't true.
No, it's not true at all. We're not at all proving that there is no... What his theory says is that you don't need a deity or anything else to start the universe, that the universe could come from nothing, and it explains how that works. That doesn't mean that there isn't one, and, of course, one, as we said earlier, one could always ask the question, well, who made the quantum laws? In physics, you can always, whatever my answer is as a physicist, you can say, but why is that, right? I'll say it's because of this theory, the theory that A equals B, and I derive everything from it. He says, well, why does A equal B? Maybe if I work hard, I'll find out because C equals D, and then you can say, why does C equal D? There's no end to it. So the end is, by definition, God, in some people's minds, and that was Stephen's view.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. Have we been able to explain scientifically what life is all about?
No.
I mean, here you are. You're on this.
Yeah.
You're on this national radio show. You've had your life. I've had mine. We've got all these billions of people scurrying around the planet. What's it all about?
Well, I think we each have to find, you know, our own meaning. To me, learning about my place and the place of my personal place, the place of my species and my planet in the universe and where it's going, that gives it the meaning that it has. It allows me to put myself in perspective and, you know, not take myself too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you know, on the other hand, how wonderful it is that, you know, laws that are basically governed by randomness can produce something that is so unrandom as you and I and you know, such a rich consciousness and ideas and existence. And that's just a wonderful miracle that happens. And to understand that, it just, you know, some days you may go, my troubles are bad, and you go, not compared to the stars, or I'm great, not compared to the galaxy. So I think that keeping all that in mind and where you fit is a very healthy thing.
I think what's interesting about your title, Elastic, is the subtitle, Flexible Thinking at a Time of Change. Flexible thinking, I think, is very important for somebody in their life, isn't it?
It is. I think it's very important not only for success and to thrive and to face new challenges, but just to be happy. If you're not flexible and things happen that you don't like or you didn't expect, it causes psychological problems, issues. You get upset. If you're flexible and go with the flow, it's better. That's where Deepak and science come together, because he always used to tell me that, Leonard, being flexible is the most important thing. And
he might be right.
I think he's right. Of course, by the way, can I give out my Twitter?
Oh, absolutely. Sure thing.
El Melodno. It's at El Melodno.
You better spell that.
Yeah, okay. At LMLODINOW. L for Leonard, and then MLODINOW. Thanks.
All right.
George.
Well, absolutely. We'll give it out again before you're off the air with us tonight. A lot of corporations are changing their approach now to increase performance. And one of the ways they're doing this is through what you're writing about right now, elastic thinking.
Right. Well, you know, they've noticed that you have companies like Kodak. Remember Kodak? Great company, invented digital photos.
Well, what happened to them?
They're defunct. You know, what about Blockbuster? Blockbuster.
Oh, that. I was talking about that last week. They didn't see it coming at all.
Well, now, they didn't have the flexible thing. I'll tell you, you know.
Some executive, Leonard, should have said, folks, there's something called streaming video, which is going to make all our stuff and stores obsolete. There's one Blockbuster store left. I think it's in Australia, and it's owned by some franchisee. All the company stores are gone. The business is gone, basically.
Business is gone. Well, they had the clunky tapes, right? They're even slow to get into the DVDs, and Netflix starts mailing them, and they thought, oh, that's dorky, they're mailing DVDs, but guess what? That was a great business, and Blockbuster was even slow in putting them in their stores.
Publicly held company at the time.
You know, and that's why Netflix is a great example, because Netflix kind of started pushing them away with the DVD mailings, right?
Yep. Netflix killed them.
Yeah, that's right. But then when the streaming started, as you just pointed out, Netflix was not like Blockbuster. Netflix started saying, these DVDs are nice, but, you know, that's going to go by the wayside, too. Let's get on to the new business. And they started looking at streaming, and people criticized them in the beginning, like, oh, they're going into streaming. Streaming is clunky. You know, we don't have the bandwidth yet. And they said, no, streaming is the future. So they did what Blockbuster didn't do. They made the transition, and they're still trying to keep continually, and that's what you have to do today.
Now, when the power goes down or something goes down, you might want to have your DVDs still around, but that's...
Apparently, there's still a little mail order business. I didn't realize that Netflix does. Some people...
Just in case. Yeah, some people are still the dinosaur type, but, I mean, here's somebody at Blockbuster, some executive who did not see this coming, and Netflix blew right past them. How could they miss that?
That's the thing. You know, people are not used to questioning their assumptions. So they had to... Remember in the old days, the secret of business was to look at your core business. Remember those words they used to say, core business? You look at your core business, stick to your core business, focus on it, optimize it, And that's not true anymore. If they stuck to their core business, and they got core business right out of business. So, you know, now you've got to constantly be changing your business.
I bet some young executive, some kid who was working at Blockbuster went to talk to his executive boss and said, "Boss, you know, I think there's this new thing coming where people are going to be able to watch, and then I have to leave their home to get the DVD. They can just do it with their remote right on their television because it's all going to be that way." And he said, "I don't even know what it's called, but we should look into that." And the guy probably said, "You're nuts, kid. Go back to your office."
I bet there are Blockbuster employees who quit and went to work for Netflix and did quite well for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, my favorite is, okay, guess what this company is? They don't pay their workers. They don't train their workers. They don't do quality assurance on their stuff, even though it's supposed to be experts. Guess what? Those are all assumptions that you would think that would, you know, imagine going to a grocery store and they say, not only do they not pay, they don't charge either. So imagine you go to the grocery store, they say, take what you want, pay what you want. Okay, that's the business model of this company. Wikipedia. Okay, so imagine Britannica. I remember Encyclopedia Britannica, you know, when the online stuff started happening. People said, "Oh yeah, they're going to put their encyclopedia online too." But that's not. It wasn't online encyclopedia that was Wikipedia's great vision. It was these things that I said that they're going to have the people write it, and they're not going to get paid, and they're not going to be
employees.
We're not going to charge for it, and they're not going to be trained, and it's all going to work out by the wisdom of crowds. And it was that assumption that Britannica couldn't stand it.
And they'll also let non-paid public members correct the mistakes.
Yeah, they correct. So just like you said, there's probably people at, you know, Britannica who are saying, "Hey, we gotta, you know, co-opt this Wikipedia company. We gotta start doing what they're doing." They're, "Oh, that'll never work." You know, who remember they were saying up until a few years ago, an encyclopedia that's not written by experts. How could that be?
Well, enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. Could you then call elastic thinking futuristic thinking as well?
It is futuristic. It's the kind of thinking that envisions and prepares for the future. And it's what you need. It's what you need to face the future, because in the future things aren't going to be the way they are today. If you look back, imagine like going on vacation 20 years ago. You didn't go to all these different websites. You didn't go to Airbnb. You didn't get to the airport by Uber. Everything has changed, right? So 20 years from now, it's going to change also. And to keep up with it and to be to deal with it, you need elastic thinking.
Is elastic thinking the wave of the future for an individual?
More and more. And I'm not saying, I have to be careful to stress that I'm not saying logical thinking doesn't have a place. It really does. But more and more we need elastic thinking. We need a mix of thinking, and our brains are capable of both. But what we need more and more, and what has been neglected in the past, except if you're an artist or a writer or a musician, is a need for elastic thinking. But we need it now in business, and we need it in our everyday lives.
Would you say that Jeff Bezos from Amazon, Elon Musk from Tesla, PayPal, of course, that they were elastic thinkers?
Oh, yeah.
And still are.
Exactly. They're the ones who were the anti-blockbusters and the opposites. Like,
right.
As a physicist, the opposites of Blockbuster, the opposite of Britannica. They were the ones who questioned, who had a vision that things could work differently. And, you know, when you first have that vision, that looks weird. So when I just said you might go into a grocery store and pay what take what you want and pay what you want, ha-ha, we're all laughing. But if someone started a grocery store like that, it might work. And then 20 years from now, we'd look back and go, I can't imagine how it was any different. You know, the idea that you take your own groceries and put them into a grocery cart was a new idea at one time, about 100 years ago. People used to go in, and someone behind the counter would have to hand them their groceries. And the business was very inefficient because there were long waits when there was crowded, and when it was not crowded, they had a lot of clerks sitting around doing nothing. Someone had this idea that to do it differently, the way we do it now, right? And people laughed at them and said, that's not going to work. You can't let people touch the stuff themselves. How are you going to organize that? And he figured, I have cash registers and lines and aisles of stuff. And he started what's called Piggly Wiggly, which is still around. He became multi-millionaire. And at that time, though, when he started, it was just as weird an idea as, we'll let people take what they want and pay what they want. It's just as weird as the Wikipedia one. But 20 years after his store started and other stores started up that way, people couldn't imagine how they ever did it differently. That's just the way ideas go.
It is dramatic.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.